Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
This means war, and I want you all to know we're constantly battling against Satan. Now, you may be in the war and not even know it, because you may not be fighting back. Thing goes on, we just think that that's the way life is, not knowing we're really in a war, and you don't realize until you get past all of that. But anyway, this is... Apostle Louis Beasley, called by the will of God, not by man. Thank each and every one of you all for participating today. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll give us a word of prayer. And boy, am I excited about the word of God today. So as Pastor, she's going to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. And no, the adversary can't have our increase. He can't have our family. He can't have nothing. Praise God. The scripture says in Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another day, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor as he continues to teach the word, Father God. And we're thankful, Father God, for the listeners and those that called in and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God, and we bind it up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we plead in the blood of Jesus over us all, Father God. We're praying for all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, being with the sick and the shut-in, praying for those who are bereaved and those who are going through. And we give you praise for all things, Father God, because we know you're working things out for our good, for those who love the Lord. Lord, bless those that have that are on this call and that have questions. And we're praying, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will guide Pastor as he answers those questions and as he teaches this word. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive it. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that profound prayer. I had I had some suggestions, and I had some people ask me some questions. I don't know. The Lord led me to teach on these different spirits that's in the world today, and one of them has to do with Lucifer. But anyway, long story short, out of everybody who asked me about something, the Lord led me to kind of deal with some things Minister Robinson had said. And so for those that may want your questions answered, we're going to get around to it. But I'm led to go this way today. And I know what I had said yesterday, where we're going to pick up. All of it's going to kind of tie in. But right now, he had asked me some profound questions. And I'd like to go ahead on and I'm gonna answer it. Probably going to answer it a little different than you might be thinking. But he did, Minister Robertson asked me about looking at the Old Testament. Are we to view Satan in his angelic form of spirit? And when he fell, was he transformed into a physical being? And we're going to read a lot of scripture. We may not read them all today. So I want you to take a few minutes and get pencil and paper. Also, Sister Robinson, I'm sorry, Sister Phyllis, she asked me something along these same line as well. So I want to kind of put it all together. Maybe I'll be able to answer two people question. Also, I'm going to say this because we have some people that already know this and that and the third, and that's good. And praise God, you there. But there are other people on this broadcast may not know some things. And even if they did, they may feel led to say, well, you know what? We need to put it out there because there's some other folks haven't heard it. They haven't gotten it yet. And if you're one of those that have not gotten it yet, just stay tuned. And if you're one of those that's already got it and you hear, pray for the others. Pray for your brothers and your sisters that this revelation come to them as it came to you, that it'll be just as real with them as it has been with you. But we're going to attempt to answer some of these questions. But all thing I'm going to do today is submit scriptures, and either we'll do it in the review or we'll do it at another time. But right now, to answer some of those questions, and believe me, I appreciate Minister Robertson, because out of all the questions I had, I liked some stuff he had said, so that's why I'm going there. In the Old Testament, for those that want to know, Satan appeared in a lot of ways. I know y'all all pretty much already know this, but I like to think that Satan and his angels are fallen angels. They are angels. Satan himself can be transformed into a living being. Satan himself, how I know that, in Matthew 4, Jesus went up to the tallest mountain and he battled with Satan for 40 days and 40 nights. That wasn't a person, that was a real spiritual being. Satan himself had approached Jesus in a spiritual form. Satan himself. So that's important. But over in 2 Corinthians, I think we're going to go there. 2 Corinthians, let's go with 11th chapter and the 14th and 15th verses. Let me see. I think I'll just read this. I'm going to read this one scripture. The rest of them, I'm just going to give you all. And, y'all can, and no marvel, but Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. So they're mimicking righteousness. They're transforming themselves into ministers of righteousness, not no any kind of ministers. So when you see this, or when you see Satan in his raw form, he have deceived us, and here's why. Because first of all, he's a deceiver, and you got to know that. There's just certain things you need to put at the head of your list. Know that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, because he's going to appear in flesh. Satan always appear in something other than his raw form. But with Jesus, he appeared as an angel, a cherubim angel, one that who he was. He had no choice. So the battle in that was that he and the angels, they had words. They was quoting scriptures. But the devil didn't have no revelation, but he was in that form. And I'm, like I said, I'm going to give y'all some scriptures here in a moment. I just want to kind of set the stage for some things that we're going to deal with in 2 Corinthians 2 and, 5 and 17, it says old things are passed away. So there's things that are passed away of the old way of living. In the new system, there are spirit forms. And in these spirit forms, Lucifer have his angels act like ministers. So if you're looking to see angels in the natural, you won't see that. Now, there is a level that you can go to spiritual. Let me be clear. It's spiritual. How I know that? Ephesians 6 says this. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So immediately get flesh and blood out of your mind. You're not going to see it in the flesh. You're going to have Amen. To start seeing it in the spirit. That's important mm-hmm. now. In Ephesians 6, I want to say you could actually start with probably the 10th verse, because he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And you have to be strong in the Lord if you're going to deal with these spirits. So if you're not mm-hmm. going to be strong in the Lord, in his power, you ain't going to be able to deal with this. So you have to put the whole armor, not part, but the whole armor, so you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, if you're going to deal with the devil now, fight, he got a lot of tricks. So that's why mm-hmm. it's important for you to be strong in the Lord, in the word of yeah. God, pretty much. Because he says we're going to wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that tells you right there it's a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then he goes on to explain principalities. So that's a level. Against powers, all kinds of powers. That's a level. Against rulers of darkness of this world. That's another mm-hmm. level. And against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, so you'll be able to withstand the evil in the days of evil, having done all to stand therefore. Now, let me be clear. We're in the spiritual war. Everything now is dealing with the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The closer you get to what God is calling for in these days, the more you're going to see. Paul went to the third heavens. So there are other heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above this earth. Now, when Satan, he got kicked to the ground, meaning he lost his post as Lucifer. All the power he had, but remind you also that he still have power. How do I know that? Because he is the God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, don't miss this. He's God. So whatever you think of God you do, what Satan does. That's how he works. The fallen and the angels that fell with him are called demons. They know some things. They're not all-knowing, but they know some things. And the devil knows that he had but a short time. So let me get to some real truths here. The fallen angels, and let me say this too, because I was talking to one sister. She said, oh, I think you're glorifying the devil. Ain't nobody glorifying the devil. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You need to know mm-hmm. this stuff. And
yeah.
people who want to know the truth, then a lot of them are on part of what Satan offer as being in the closet, so to speak. That's something else he offers, because he's trickery. But anyway, these angels who sin did not spare them But the fallen angels, that's what I'm talking about, the fallen angels and that old devil, the word devil is translated demons. So there is only one devil, and he is the leader of many devils or demons, you want to call it. Demons, what they do is possess people. So You go over there in the fifth chapter of the book of Mark and read the whole thing and see that this man had a legion. A legion is 7,000 demons. They had he was powerful. These spirits had got in this man, and he was powerful. I can tell y'all some stories about some demons I literally saw live in people's lives, all kinds. But anyway, they were strong. They broke chains. They had to keep him in the cemetery because nothing could hold him. I mean, he's that powerful. And demons are powerful, just like spirits, good spirits are powerful. But these demons, they serve Satan to help do his work. These fallen angels are the servants of Satan. That's what they are. Fallen angels, and just for the record, you might want to turn to Matthew 8:28-32. They recognized who Christ was. In Mark 5, they recognized who Christ was. How did they recognize him? They were in that man. And they said some things in there said to Jesus, "We know who you are. Thou art the Son of the Most High God." See, that wasn't Jesus' reputation. That wasn't where he came here. He came here to die as a lamb. But them spirits recognized spirit. And just for the record, you can try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God. And the way you do that is with the word of God. But them spirits knew who Christ was. So they asked for leave to go. And Jesus said, "Well, you can go into the swine." He gave them permission. These spirits can go in and out of human beings. That's how they operate on planet Earth now. Now, when you get to talking about the higher arc of angels, spirits, and so forth, they are in the earth, but they are in people operating. But there are other spirits at different levels, for a better way of saying it. And I hate to rush, but there's all kind of classes of angels, fallen angels. Peter, 2 Peter 2 and 4 talks about it. And in the book of Jude, after talking with Minister Robinson yesterday, I don't even know where they at. But anyway, I'll just answer it like this. Satan means adversary. We have an adversary. That's somebody you're against, and they're against you. That's your adversary. The devil means slander, because in Revelation 12 and 9, he's always accusing the brethren, which you and I. The Bible says that he's the prince of demons in Matthew 12 and 24. He also is the old serpent, because in Revelation 12 and 9, it exposed him. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 says that he is the God of this world. And I like what John 12 and 31 says. I'm going to let Pastor read that. John 12 and 31. And I appreciate those that take their lunch, like Minister Robinson. He takes his lunch and he listens to the broadcast. Every now and then he may chime in, but for the most part, you could be doing a lot of stuff. So I want y'all to know I appreciate it. I appreciate Pastor. Every day that she can, she makes sure she helping us out on the broadcast. I really appreciate that, because I want everybody to know this is our broadcast. This ain't my broadcast. This is ours. And what we're doing here is getting people more knowledgeable of who they are and whose they are. And learning truth. This is about our eternal life at stake. You may not never get another chance. So you got to take care of business while you can, because we know what's on this side. Some people know what's on the other side, and that's good. But in John 12:31, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Amen.
Okay, so the prince of this world is Lucifer, brothers and sisters. He is the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2. Now, I was getting a thing about, and we might do this if the Lord say next week, the duties of a prince. And that's where it's sitting at. He got demons. A prince is powerful. It's right before they become king. There's a lot of things we can discuss about that. But in Ephesians 2:2, it reads like this. But, Pastor, if you have, you can read it.
Yes, Pastor. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen.
So you see, there, at one time, before you surrendered to Christ, you walked according to the course of this world. Whatever, it was like, okay, I'm down with it. Uh-huh. You ain't know any better. But once you came into this true knowledge and the true light, and you said, you know what? I'm not walking according to this world. So Satan don't have no power over you. You know why? Because you're not walking according to the course of this world. That's why I said a while back, get into what the world is, what he's talking about, the world. That's important, brothers and sisters, because you're not going to understand the spiritual thing until you recognize what worldly stuff is, just like worldly churches, worldly people. See, don't let Satan trick you. He'll have you thinking worldly people is those that's in a whorehouse or those that get drunk. And that's what, because he deceives. That's what he does. He deceives people. He counterfeit everything. He got apostles that act like Christ apostles.
Yeah.
That's real, man. And they can do some things. They can perform miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, say that.
So it's important that we watch. It's very important, brothers and sisters. Satan had sowed all kinds of seeds in the world, and he swore up and down that he was going to be like the Most High. That's what he's trying to do. He want to sit on over the congregation. What Satan does is he trap men. He get them caught up. So when the Bible talks about the wiles of the devil, like in Ephesians 6:11 that we talked about, the devil is seeking whom he may devour. It doesn't matter who you are. And he'll find a way to get to you. It may not be the way you think he's going to, but he going to find a way, the slick way to get to you. He can appear and suggest things to your wife. Remember, he suggests things to Eve. He suggests things to, and I want to say this, because I want you to see what's really going on here. Satan used godly action to advance his program. 2 Corinthians 2:11. He uses this to advance his program. So if he need to act like a preacher, he know how preachers dress. He not going to do anything different, because he going to imitate Christ. He going to imitate righteousness. And have you thinking, oh, this man, he don't drink, he don't smoke, he does this and does that. And he using these people get you to think, oh, I'm just a mighty man of God. Well, I begged to differ with a couple of people, and they got mad at me. How'd you gonna put your mouth on a man of God? How you know he's a man of God? How you know that? What you going by? Because he got 10,000 members? The devil got so many demons serving him. It's pathetic. Right over there in 2 Corinthians. That's why you got to be watchful, brothers and sisters. You got to watch as well as pray. Some people say, well, you know, all I got to do is pray. No, you got to be watching. You got to be paying attention. So what Peter said I think it's 1 Peter 5:8. We'll read that scripture. We about out of time. Sunday, I'm planning on really breaking this down no matter what. Just this part. And make sure I get all these questions answered, because I had a lot of questions this week and I wanna answer them all. Satan don't want you serving God. Now you gotta bear that in mind. That's why he's after us. He'll let you serve anything. He'll let you serve that building. He'll let you serve this. He don't want you serving God, because whatever you serving other than God, you serving him. How I know that? Because he is God of this world. So you got to find yourself out of this world system to know a true and living God. If you're bound by the world, then you're going to be under his direction, under his power. And you're not even, and you may say, oh, no, I'm not. But you are. That's why he said that wherein in time as ye walked according to the course of this world. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about drinking and pimping and all the other stuff the church wants you to think. That's not what he's talking about. That's not the course of this world. He's talking about a system. He's talking about Satan, because he is the god of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the prince of the power of the air, that same power, that spirit power, that's now working in the children of disobedience. Disobedience, yeah. People who had not repent and don't want to operate like that. You find that last scripture, Pastor Peter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
And that might have just opened up a whole nother can of worms. How's he walking? He walking in people. That's how he operates. He uses people.
Amen.
And he'll use anybody. He used people like Judas Iscariot. He used him. He used a lot of people. That's what he does. He used all these people to further his program. But try the Bible says you can't look at the flesh now. It's what's inside that flesh. It's what we're dealing with. Okay.
Yeah.
We're at the point where if you want to ask questions, and then again, like I said, we may even do a special just conversation back and forth. And we can tape it if you like or whatever, so we can just point out all the different scriptures, because it's too much to unpack in 30 minutes or 20-some minutes. Mm-hmm. Satan can transform himself. Don't you be fooled. He can appear to be a lot of things.
I just want to give our go ahead.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Minister Roberts. Okay. Well. Okay, Minister Robertson, do you hear me? Okay. I can't hear him. All right, Pastor.
Okay, there we go. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, there you are.
No, I was just saying, no, go ahead and let her go first. It's okay.
Oh, I was just going to give the website again, and that is www.blogtalkradio.com, blog at noon. And when you go in, you want to select the word at noon, because there's other blogs in there as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Minister Robinson, still with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, Reb, I don't think that folks are understanding the gift that you're dropping right now.
Oh, okay.
If you can understand that the war that you're going through is not outside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You will take yourself to the next level.
Okay. Agreed.
Two things you mentioned. I want you to understand something. Everybody, please understand this. When you're talking about the demons and the number of demons that was possessing the demons, that's just the power or representation of the power from that demon or the power from that spirit to try and overcome the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
When you operate in believing that those demons are more powerful than the Spirit of God, you walk in weakness.
Okay.
Which is why you need to understand that the representation of the power of God within you is what overcomes that demon.
Amen. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Amen.
Folks looking for this fight outside themselves, but it's not there. It's within you.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand that, and when you understand that greater is what? He that is where?
In you.
In you than he that is in the, listen, the world is a representation of the spirit that's within you.
Uh-huh.
But greater is someone that is in you to overcome that.
Yes.
See, we think we need to overcome what's outside the world. You're missing it. It's not about drinking and smoking and clubbing. It's not about none of those
things. Right.
It's about understanding what's within you to overcome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So when you, listen, quit letting it be just a statement that you say about greater is he that's in me than he is in the world. No, no, no. You've got to not only believe that, you've got to know that and put that word belongs within you.
Yes.
That is where your source of strength comes from. Not believing it, but knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the blessing is. Once you get that, I promise you, it will change your life forever. Listen, quit believing God outside yourself and understand the God that's within yourself.
Amen. And that's a word right there.
As long as you believe on the God outside of yourself, you are outsourcing your power to that very thought and that very belief. So you've got to bring God from out, putting where it belongs within yourself.
Amen. Amen.
That's where your power is at.
Amen.
That's where your power is at.
Amen. And that's one of them things Mr. Robertson say, good. Yeah, that's one of them words right there.
But Rev, here's the flip side of that coin. Here's the flip side of that coin. Just as the power of God is within you, watch this. The power of the demon, the power of Satan is in the same place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Within you.
I agree.
And we must learn how to overcome that in yourself first. And remember, as you said, Rev,
He deceived the whole world. He deceived the whole world. Satan, here's what he does from the Matthews 13 and 19. Satan removes the word from our heart, and he put his word, just like he did with Eve. He tried to take that word that's in us. When you take it out, you just took God out. And then he brings his stuff in. And he set a residence in you.
There you go.
And until we get that back out of us, see, I talked about this the other day. We can let Satan in, and he'll come into our life, but then you can release him back out. I like to say,
there you go.
To the wild. But that happens, brothers and sisters, all the time. All the time. So I thank Minister Robertson for that. Somebody else had their hand up, but it's okay. We'll just, I appreciate the conversation because 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 says he has power to blind our minds. Your mind can be blinded, brothers and sisters. Who that? Fox. He invocated Ray Charles. I think it's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what he literally did
so he could see what it was to be blind. His eyelids shut for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And
he did.
That was spirits that came to him and began to attack his mind, how a blind person do, and so forth. Well, I'm telling you all that, brother, sister, so you'll know that you can literally be blind by the devil and not know it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I know you're blind. They got a thing here in Georgia. They come out walking dead. There's a lot of people. They're walking. That's the walking dead. They don't have no idea of who they are. Like Minister Robinson talked, they don't know it's on the inside of them that they balance. They dead to the things of God, but they're alive to the world. And most people think, oh, this is okay. This is all right. But, yeah, I sure appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for taking, had a couple people took their lunch break, and I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that's been said, and I'm looking forward.